Thursday, 21st of March, 2024. Maybe today. They knew me from the first, if they were willing to testify, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. Acts 26, 5. The words are more literally rendered, knowing me firstly, if they willed to testify, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. CG. Paul just referred to his life in Jerusalem, even from his youth, stating that the Jews were aware of it. Now to explain what he was like, he tells the king, knowing me firstly. The word translated as firstly is an adverb signifying from above. It refers to a point before, as in the beginning or of old. We often tend to think of time or events as horizontally occurring, but this view looks at them vertically. Hence, if heaven is above, things started there and came down to where we are now. We still use this terminology at times when we say something like, we need to accomplish this task starting from the top down. As for Paul's words, this statement is one that must be true. This is because it could be easily verified by Agrippa. To lie about something like this would only harm his case, which, to this point, had nothing standing against it. It would be foolish in the extreme to make such a claim if it were untrue. Paul is indicating that the Jews were fully aware of his conduct, even from the first, if they willed to testify. In these words, there is a strong note in his favour. It is obvious they would not be willing to do so because they knew that their testimony would only bolster his case. But the truth of the matter, according to Paul, is that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. The word translated as strictest is akribestatos. It is the superlative and most accurate of all. It is only found here in the New Testament, and it is closely associated with the noun akribia, which is found in Acts 22:3, where Paul said, I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God as you all are today. Another word that is introduced into the New Testament is found here as well, thrisqueia, or religion. It refers to the reverence or worship of gods. Thus it speaks of ritual acts, worship, religion, etc. Paul's religion was Judaism, but he practiced it as a Pharisee. Albert Barnes notes two pertinent points about this verse. Quote, one, as he had lived during the early period of his life without crime, as his principles had been settled by the instruction of the most able of their teachers, it was to be presumed that his subsequent life had been of a similar character. Two, as he, at that period of his life, evinced the utmost zeal for the laws and customs of his country, it was to be presumed that he would not be found opposing or reviling them at any subsequent period. From the strictness and conscientiousness of his past life, he supposed that Agrippa might argue favourably respecting his subsequent conduct. A virtuous and religious course in early life is usually a sure pledge of virtue and integrity in subsequent years. End quote. Life application. Paul made claims about his past conduct and religion in a court trial. If we mentally try to remember that our time after being saved is a period of time that will be judged, because it will be, then we can remind ourselves of the importance of being honest. It is not uncommon to read or hear about accounts of pastors who have lied about their past achievements, such as being a fighter jet pilot or a Navy SEAL. These are things that can be verified. If they are not true, it is sure to make the news, simply because that is the kind of thing the news loves to focus on. There are all kinds of other things we may claim that never really happened. Each one of these must be burned away at the judgment seat of Christ. As this is so, why would we want to continue to promote such falsehoods, engage in unholy activities, unjustly treat others, and so forth? This is why it is good to keep reminding ourselves of our position in Christ and what that means. We all fail in various ways, but we don't need to habitually do so. Keep your eyes on Jesus and remember his cross. Be willing to walk in a manner that will honour him and testify faithfully to what he has done. O God, may our lives and actions be wholly dedicated to you throughout our days. Give us the wisdom to think about what lies ahead when we must stand before you. Help us to be circumspect in our living and focused on what is right and appropriate. To your glory we pray. Amen.
They have known me for a long time. If they want to, they can tell you that I was a good Pharisee. And the Pharisees obey the laws of the Jewish religion more carefully than any other group of Jewish people.
Acts 26, verse 5.